Not with the rig. That's not the way I do things. Keeps playing with me, I'm gonna mess him up. Gonna mess him up like he never been messed up before. Gonna know what it's like to get hurt. And if he wins, he's still gonna know what it's like to get hurt. Because it won't be the first time I get beat. Alright, we'll catch you later, Mike. I'm gonna go jump in the tub there. KFFA 402, 10-7.
Oscar, don't go away.
Hey, okay, Doug. Yeah, we're gonna pull a plug over here.
Oscar, don't leave the grasshopper wants to talk to you.
I didn't get hurt.
Yeah, grasshopper and rocket man, I got nothing else to say. If I'm wrong about you two guys, like I said, you got my apologies. There's 23 guys. One is. 23 guys. There ain't very much doubt in my mind about that. It's 23 people. And if you keep on messing with me, you're going to pay the price. I might pay a price too, but I don't mind. Wouldn't be the first time. Get used to it after a while. So, like I said, 23 guys. I got nothing else to say. Grasshopper, if I'm wrong, don't worry about it. Rocket Man, if I'm wrong, don't worry about it. Because eventually, one day, I'll catch up with who it is. And when I do, I'll know who I got. So don't worry about it. If you're going to hit me with any more of this crap about threatening people and stuff like that, don't bother me with it. Because, I can threaten anybody I want. I ain't worried about the retaliations, that's for sure. I'm always one jump ahead. I ain't threatening you guys. If you think I'm threatening you, then you're wrong. But I'm telling whichever one of the three is that it is. But eventually, I'm going to catch up to you. You talk to Gary. You guys don't like Gary. I know you guys don't like Gary. But you ought to take a page out of his book. You really should. Because one thing I got to say about him, if he got a bone to pick with you, he'll tell you who you're talking to. And one of you three guys don't want to do that. And when I find out who don't want to do that, he's going to have a big problem. But you guys, you want to talk to me? I got nothing else to say. I'm shutting the rig off. I'm not running away from nobody. You want to talk to me? Talk to Gary. He'll tell you who I am and where I am. It's that simple. But don't bug me no more. I had enough. I've been going through this for a long period of time. I just about lost my temper. Gary, we're going 10-7. If you got something to say to me, you write it all down, you call me up. We're clear. KFFA 402.
Oscar, KLN 3576 to that one, Mr. Oscar. I gave you my address, I'll give it again. 24 Grace Avenue.
Yeah, okay, Doug.
From the Clifton Pool. Next time somebody's dumping a carrier on you, I want you to park in front of my house. I want you to park right there and unplug your radio. And you tell me where your carrier is. If it's my Starduster, it's a greenhouse. It's on the right-hand side. If you're facing Main Avenue, it's about four doors from Main Avenue. I don't care who knows it. If you look up, you see a Starduster. If it's my house, it's dumping a carrier on you. I want you to walk in the door shooting. And if it ain't my house dumping a carrier on you, I want you to walk in the door and apologize to me. But I don't get home until like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. So that's the earliest I get home. That includes weekends. Weekends I get home later. So if somebody's dumping a carrier on you at 9 o'clock, I expect to see you sometime this week saying, I'm sorry, Grasshopper. I apologize, that's all. I want to see you face to face, though. I want you to see the punk kid that you was threatening. All 200 pounds of me, 6'3" of me, 28 years of me, and nastiness of me. I want you to see that.
You're full of shit. If you don't shut up, I'll buy your house and kick you out.
Come on. Go, Quickie. Come on. You'll be married to that one cripple.
Come on.
Hey, yeah,
my God, you be what, married to that cricket?
I said, come on.
Here you go.
Hey, listen, come back with that. Let's turn this up a little.
Yeah, who we got out there? Who we got out there asking about the grasshopper and the cricket?
We got a 10-1 copy on him. We'll catch you later. You got a 1-2 goes back to you. KMW 671, be on the side. Thanks anyway.
Who is that with the quickie, with the grasshopper and the cricket? Come on back.
Hey, you got him, you got him. We asked you if you were married to that cricket. Cricket.
Yeah, well, who is that that's asking? We live together, but we're not married.
Hey, okay, we just asking. We definitely know grasshopper that's married to a cricket, Floor Rogers.
Alright, careful, what town be that?
That'd be, I think it's Channel 13, Floor Rogers.
What town, city, state, what town?
That's Channel 13, they're in Tonawa, I know who they are.
Yeah, I met the grasshopper in the, I met the grasshopper.
I had a tough night, thank you.
Yeah, sure, well, for sure. Terrible, tough night, KLN 3576. Hey, Oscar, I hope you're copying the mail. Mercy sakes, I hope you heard what I said. Because I know it ain't me, and I damn sure hope you come by to apologize face to face to see what you missed out, because you would love to kick my ass.
Hey, kid, don't push your luck with Doug. He'll do it, and if he can't do it, he'll shoot you.
I 10-4, if he's right, he'll do it. But somehow I feel if he's wrong, he won't.
He apologized over the radio. Don't expect a face-to-face apology.
Who are we talking to out there?
Don't worry about it.
My woman, I expect to see the man say, I'm sorry, I'll sit down and have a drink with him afterwards, but I expect to see him face-to-face. Eye-to-eye, if not face-to-face.
Don't hold your breath.
I look good in purple. I'll hold it as long as I want.
Well, that's your prerogative.
No truck for sure.
Cricket brings him 12.
Yeah, I wouldn't push you either.
Come on, Cricket.
What do you think, you rocket man? KD5647. How about you, KBA6674?
Yeah, I thought I was watching the Academy Awards. Terrible. What's going on over here? Hey, Oscar, if you're still copying, I definitely ain't that based on the carriage because I've been talking to her when the carriage checker was out there. Terrible.
Hey, me either, because I used to say, he knows I won't throw a carriage, right, Sandy? Quickie?
Yeah, I don't know. Oscar, you ought to check out that antenna on the corner over there. I buy that one Rocket Man's 20. He might be the culprit.
It definitely be a Sigma 5/8 type corner of me. And he said, I don't know, this ain't gonna matter much, but it ain't very quickie, but KHF-709 for the record, if anybody wants to listen or shut it off anyway, we gotta make our speech anyway. Ain't not gonna prove that, but we just gotta get out of our system, I guess. Terrible, Oscar's accusing 3 people, Grasshopper, me, and Big Buddha, of dumping carriers on him. When he's down on 8, and I'm talking to Sadie up on 12, and everybody's talking about he's getting dumped by a carrier, and he knows damn well I ain't me, because there's like, I estimate like 10 antennas around this area, judge yourself, and plus it's closer to Oscar too, and he's accusing 3 people of dumping 99% sure, which he shouldn't be that sure, because there's a lot more antennas on the roof than closer to him than it is to me.
Yeah, 286674. Well, I know you've been on the channel when we've had this carrier this year, carrier reading, because I watch the carriers. You all have the same carrier, not all, just you and Grasshopper have the same carrier reading on this meter. Oscar's is much higher. But whoever it is coming in with that carrier over here. Now, I don't know if it's the same way that it hits Oscar. But I know for a fact you've been on the channel. This is the same carrier that I keep saying that I'm going to denut.
Hey, for Roger, but what are you going to do? The guy had to get out of the system, Oscar. Hey, I'm 18, and I ain't about to fight, because we don't fight over a dumb CB radio. Well, for all I care, I can throw it out the wall. It's ridiculous fighting over a CB radio that you only paid $4 for. Because everybody argues about it. It's a gossip column, for sure.
A terrible situation. He's talking about threatening people and shooting people, which is ridiculous over a radio. And he's accusing people, and then he's saying he's apologizing, which is ridiculous, because you're doing two things at once. You're saying something, and then you're not saying something, because you're accusing three people, of which you don't have no idea who it is, because there's other antennas around here. I mean, people key up, you don't have no voice, you don't know who it is. And there's people closer, and there's people diagonal with me that will dump the same carrier, so what's the difference? It's ridiculous. He's accusing people and he's apologizing. What's the sense?
He hasn't been listening all the way. He's accusing one of the three. And he's saying if it's not two, the two that, like I said, he catches that guy, the other two, he's going to apologize to. He's going to say he's sorry and all that. The other guy, no.
Bring your 12 is acknowledged. Hey, for Roger Shadow, yeah, definitely, but he's accusing three people and then he's apologizing. I know he's saying it's one of the three, but he's not definite still. He's accusing and he's apologizing. It's ridiculous. I know what you mean, but his other antennas, I don't know how he can be so sure that it's only us three, and he's accusing, which I know I don't do it, but that's not the point. He's accusing three people and one of them is doing it. But there's other CB antennas around, like diagonal with me. And it's the whole thing is ridiculous. He's accusing three people, which you don't even know. There could be 10 people doing it, and he's only accusing three, and then he's apologizing. Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Don't worry about it, okay? Because nobody is going to find out who's chucking carriers. If I don't find out, he's going to find out. We both have equipment far beyond, what would you say? What's on the market now? You know, I can detune a carrier. He can detune a carrier. We both can step on anyone we want. Alright? We've been on for like, what, 13, 15 years. He's probably been on longer than me. He's going to get one of the three. The other two will probably apologize to. He's going to get one of your three, whoever it is. He's accusing one out of the three.
Yep, there's a carrier right now. Look at the carrier. It ain't me for sure. Down how he's saying he's going to accuse people, you're going to get us, and the whole thing is ridiculous because I can't see him picking out just three people. And Buddha and Grasshopper is farther away from me than you. If Garrett, if Oscar, well, I don't know, if Doug lives closer to you, I'm about the closest. But this, I'd say one, two, I don't know, there's about six antennas that are closer than me, and the whole thing is ridiculous. I can't see how he picks out three people. I know I didn't do it, and I ain't worrying about it, but him accusing people over the radio, which is ridiculous, and he doesn't even know. I mean, come on. What's the sense of fighting City Hall? I know, I ain't worried about it, because I didn't do it. But the thing is, he's accusing somebody for no reason.
Whatever. I got 12.
Yeah, just a minute. Right. Doug and I have been friends ever since I moved in here. We're both in electronics. We're both good friends for ever since I moved in here, like I said, maybe 2 years now. We both got a lot of same thoughts, same feelings, a whole bunch of stuff, the same, a lot of everything, alright? The only difference between Doug and I is he gets hot-tempered faster than me. It takes a lot. Now, Doug has been sick of this trash going on the channels, too. If it's not 12, it's 8. If it's not 8, it's 12 or 23, 1, whatever channel is going on. Now, for me, it takes a lot to get going, okay? But I'll go see the guy. I ain't chicken like Doug. Oh, crap. I ain't chicken like most of the CVers out there, where they say they're going to meet someone and they don't. Like Fonz. Supposed to meet him in the AP parking lot, he never showed up, and he puts it over the air that I never showed up, right? Found him 20 minutes later. It took him 20 minutes to get out of Sadie's door there. Excuse was that he was on the phone talking to his girl or something. There's a lot of chickens out there, like Buddha. I don't blame Doug for putting a nail down on that. But, we've been on, we'd like to get it straight too, because CB, right now, it's definitely not the way it used to be, and we are not used to that, and we still have been brought up in the old school. Either it's going to be straightened out one way or the other. There's a lot of trash on Channel 12, especially 12, right now, that I don't care for, because because people are too stupid to find out what the hell is going on. They don't want to learn. They just believe what they want to believe, and that's that. They think they're right. But Doug and I don't believe in that, okay? One way or the other is going to be straightened all out. This year you'll probably be all started back to the beginning again. And that'll be that, because both of us, Polish Prince and the rest of them from Channel 8, they're all growing up, they don't take any of that trash either.
Ready for Roger
on
that, for sure. Oh, I see what you mean, and I know what I'm doing. You know, I only came on in August. I know what's going on. I mean, everybody cannot get along with everybody over CB radio. I mean, everybody's taking it too seriously. I mean, CB's not my life, and people are frightening, shooting guns around and everything like that, which is kind of, which is kind of ridiculous, and people are talking about chucking carriers and throwing out rifles and knives and everything, and the whole thing is ridiculous. I don't know. You know, my shit, my worth, and I don't know. I can't see him. The thing I can't see him accusing three guys, and he wants to get the channel back together, and he's accusing three guys of doing the whole thing. When there's so many other people around, which I can't see, well, which is my fault. I don't know if it mattered any. You know, what's the sense of arguing? I mean, it's over, it's over. But the whole thing is really ridiculous. That's all I can say.
Yeah, don't get it wrong. Doug does not give a blank about Channel 12. He's got his own crew on Channel 8. Once in a while, he likes to come up to 12 and say hello to me. Because I'm the stupid ass that likes to talk on 12. That's my fault. That's my problem. I go down 8 and talk to him any time I want. I know most of them on 8. Actually, that's where I think I belong, but hey, I go anywhere I want to. Doug does not give a trash about Channel 12. He's got his friends all picked out, just like I got all my friends picked out. Okay, everyone's got their own friends, their own enemies. No one's perfect and the rest of it. Robert Ducky, I think you're out there. I'll get back to you in a minute. Doug is not trying to straighten out Channel 12, and neither am I. That would be an impossibility. There's too many people out there, like Starduster, I think Trailduster, that believes what he wants to believe, and has a whole bunch of them like him. I really shouldn't be mentioning his name either. Just a minute. Come on, Rubber Duck.
Mike, 1-2.
Breaker.
Hello?
I mean, just a minute. How about a Rubber Duck?
Hello, may I break in?
No, you can't.
Stand by, Breaker.
How about a Rubber Duck?
Didn't you just hear
him? I want to ask you something.
You just hang on a minute, will ya?
You?
How about it, Al?
I didn't hear him, Gary.
Yeah, I thought I heard him. Alright, run a son.
Can please?
Now, why don't you key your mic, dummy? After someone unkeys theirs. This is a typical CB-er, okay? This was probably starts out the whole thing right there.
Okay, straight. Grasshopper, stand by. Lyle Breaker wants to ask something. You got the break, got the whole channel for as long as you want to go.
Breaker 12, break mustache, we're trying.
That's another thing right there. Hey, mustache, when you hear someone give a break to another person, you don't jump down their back for a break. You're stepping on their cue saw, which messes up the channel more. Come on, people, let's get the heads together, will ya? 1977 was supposed to be smarter. What happened to ya? When you hear a break, you just stand by and let them cue saw. When they're done with your cue saw, then ask for a break. That's the way it's been for the past 13 years, except for the past couple of years.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Listen, are you from Clifton?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm my way up to Passaic to go close up the tavern, and I just wanted to know if I need help or could I get in touch with you?
You need help?
I'm judging your audio by theirs.
If I need help, can I get in touch with you?
Mobile, it didn't.
Yeah.
Pretty loud, I was trying to pull away. But I mean,
what's your handle?
My name is Goldie.
Okay, well, what help you think you might need?
Okay?
Yeah, but what help do you think you might need?
to do.
Must be new. What help do you think you may need?
Oh, well, I go close up the tavern, and I carry money with me. And that's why I got this BC in the car. If I should need the cops or something, you would be able to get them for me, right?
Okay.